The state is now telling the feds Ohio has 57 failing charter schools, not 6 as it claimed in its grant application, and 59 high-performing charters, not 93. The ODE's chief legal counsel, Diane Lee, says it's not that the schools are getting worse. It's that the state and the feds have different definitions for high-performing and poor-performing schools.
We've asked the feds to use the updated state definition because it is a more stringent standard.
But that updated definition still only deals with brick-and-mortar schools, not online ones. The feds stopped the grant after the state's former school choice head admitted leaving out failing grades for some online charter schools on statewide evaluations. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.